We're going to take a few minutes and explain to you why they're doing what they're doing ahead of the Provo River this weekend. The river's on the rise, but not because of the warm weather, no. Instead, it's because Deer Creek Reservoir is full to the brim and they need to make space. Steve Kane with the Provo River Water Users Association says by tomorrow morning, the river should rise to flood stage. That could possibly cause some flooding in low-lying areas.
What we're doing is in the process of doing a normal springtime runoff procedure. We are starting to drain some of Deer Creek to make room for the runoff that will be coming, and we are simulating a runoff flow for the endangered June sucker fish that lives in the lower Provo River.
Okay, what's this about the fish? These fish, the June sucker fish, they live only in Utah Lake and its tributaries like the Provo River. They depend on spring flooding to signal their spawning season. But that doesn't happen now that the river's controlled by dams. Kane says those dams are very important in protecting the Heber Valley and Utah County from the impacts of flooding.
Above this part of the river, there is Deer Creek and Jornell, two reservoirs. And so that really gives us a lot of control over the things that nature does. We can manage these events and catch them in one or two of those reservoirs and protect the lower Provo.
But with Deer Creek full to the brim and a huge amount of snow still up in the Uinta Mountains, something had to give.
Yesterday afternoon, we went out and talked to the residents and recreators along the river to let them know that this was coming so that they wouldn't be surprised. And so we try to warn people. We put little posters or notices all along the river so that people who are coming today who weren't there yesterday will be able to see that. Our concern is, of course, property damage, but what we're really concerned about is people who are recreating near the river who don't appreciate the energy that's available in this large amount of water and how cold the water is.
That's a very serious warning. Earlier this week, a young boy died after falling into the Ogden River and being swept downstream. So please keep watch on your kids and your pets if you're out this weekend.